Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I gotta tell you, I'm pretty excited. I almost want to sing the song, "I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it." Because these three Sundays, today and the next two Sundays, are three of the highest and holiest days in the entire church year. Today we celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next Sunday we celebrate Pentecost, the outpouring of God's Spirit upon all people. And then the Sunday after that, the Holy Trinity. These three celebrations, or feasts as we call them in the church, these holiest of days, are three of the six highest festival days in the entire church year. Now you might be saying, that's nice, PA, but you know, the ascension of our Lord, isn't that a little bit of a stretch, one of the highest and holiest days of the whole church year? And it's true. The very thing that we celebrate today is one of those days that does rank pretty low on our list of holidays. Interestingly enough, we get the word holiday from holy day. But let's face it, Ascension Day just isn't anything like Easter or Christmas. And it doesn't help that Ascension always falls on a Thursday, right? It's 40 days after Easter, and so if we didn't choose to observe the Ascension on the Sunday following it, then it would be even more obscure of a holiday or holy day than it already is. But the truth is that in the church calendar, it is one of the six highest and holy days of the year. We've got Christmas and Epiphany, Easter, Ascension, Pentecost, and the Holy Trinity Sunday. But why is it that in most places, Ascension Day barely gets a nod in passing? Even in churches, why does it get the short end of the stick? Well, I think partly it's because there's no commercial engine behind it, driving it, right? In our culture, Ascension is not a money-making holiday. But I think it's also because we don't really know what to do with the Ascension. But to the first and earliest Christians, the Ascension was an incredibly significant event. It was so important that it is included in our creeds, which came about in the early hundreds. Each week, whether we say the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, we say that we believe that Jesus ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. It's part of our great Thanksgiving liturgy at the table every Sunday, remembering therefore his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming again in glory. The Ascension was one of the very first holy days to be commemorated by the early church centuries before Christmas. So what is it that we actually celebrate on this festival, this holy day of the Ascension of our Lord? Well, in today's gospel lesson and in the passage that we read from Acts, we read that following his resurrection from the dead, the risen Christ, after having spent 40 days with his followers, ascended into heaven. We believe this is true, but can we articulate why it's important and what it means for how we live our lives as followers of Jesus? The risen Christ spent 40 days following his resurrection with his disciples, helping them to recover and heal from the trauma that they endured after witnessing their beloved teacher and friend be brutally killed. And much like an intensive class, Jesus spent those 40 days preparing them for when he would return to God, the other two members of the Trinity. Now, yes, Jesus had already spent 3 years with the disciples, teaching them and helping explain the things of the kingdom of God to them. But during those 40 days, Jesus helped them to reinterpret everything that they'd seen and experienced with him through the lens of his death and resurrection. And yet, based on one of the questions we hear them asking this morning, I'm not sure that they realized that he was about to leave them. They say, Lord, is this the time when you're going to restore the kingdom? Their expectations of Jesus were quite different than what was to come. I think that they were eager, and they were so focused on what Jesus was doing that I think that if Jesus had stayed any longer, that they would have continued to follow him around. Jesus, where are you going, and what are you doing, and what does it mean? They were so eager and anxiously awaiting the kingdom of Jesus. They wanted him to go ahead and fix everything and bring about the kingdom that he had been talking about. But instead of Jesus doing all of this himself with his physical human body, in his physical body, he ascended into heaven. And then he sent the Holy Spirit so that his disciples, his followers, could become his body in the world and carry on his ministry in his name. Jesus has two bodies, right? His physical human body that is now with God, and his body, the church. We are his body, and we are called to be witnesses to the ends of the earth of the transforming power of God's love and mercy and grace and forgiveness. And Jesus, in giving the Holy Spirit, calls us to transform the world with God's love. This call is given to us in our baptism, and we are to spend our whole lives living it out. When we are baptized, we are welcomed into the body of Christ with these words: "Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming love to all the world." This is the call of all the baptized. And yes, it's a big call, but God has given us everything we need in the Holy Spirit, whose coming we celebrate next Sunday. This call to give thanks and praise to God and to bear God's creating and redeeming love to all the world is a call that we are reminded of each and every Sunday when we come to worship. In your bulletin, there are four parts of the worship service. We gather, we hear the word, we eat, we have our meal, and we are sent. We always gather so that we can be sent. Because after being scattered throughout the week, we come back here to gather in the name of the triune God so that we can praise God, so that we can pray, so that we can hear God's word, so that we can be fed and nourished and forgiven at the table, transformed by God's love and grace, so that we can be sent. Sent out in the name of the triune God into the world that God so loves to carry on the ministry of Jesus as Jesus' body in the world. The ascension reminds us that following Jesus doesn't mean standing still in one place looking up to heaven. It reminds us that we don't wait out our whole week here in the sanctuary or in worship. The ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us that we're called into worship, into the body of Christ, so that we can be sent out, forgiven, fed and nourished, sent in peace to love and serve the world and all people as Jesus' body. Sisters and brothers, may God bless us with the strength and grace and courage to carry on the ministry of our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ by bearing God's creative and redeeming love to all the world as Jesus' body. Amen.